You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are joined in the booth with Becca Caffin. How's it going?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. Yeah, and we've got the band also present in the booth.
Ominously.
Yes. Say hi, band.
Backing Becca.
Now, you just did a live-to-air, your first live-to-air on Radio 1. Sounded beautiful. How did it feel? Give us a rundown, the emotional rundown.
It was good. It was really quick. I was like, oh, okay.
Flash gone.
Flash gone, but super fun. Always fun to play with the band.
Yeah, it sounded amazing. Absolutely loved it. It was
gorgeous. Thank
you. We thought it wasn't long enough. We were like, no, get them to play more songs. Like,
oh, agree.
Why have they stopped?
Yeah, that's all that songs.
Now, you released an EP back in April.
Yes.
It's been a little while now.
Yes.
Can you run us down with the kind of response since the release of that EP?
Oh, it's been quite good. It took a long time between writing and when it came out. Well, not a long time, it was like 2 years, which, okay, that's a long time. And yeah, so I wasn't that sure about how people would receive it. It's also a little bit different than my first EP, but yeah, it's been really well received and super fun to play live.
Yeah, I mean, we've been loving it live and on all streaming services?
All streaming platforms,
there you go. But yeah, it's been a while, obviously, since that release. Mm-hmm. Great to hear that the response has been so positive. So when's the next music coming out? What's planned?
I don't know when. I like to take a long time to release. That's what happens when you have like no money and you're trying to do stuff. It is recorded.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
But there's still quite a few steps, so I wouldn't hold my breath.
Right. Yeah. Can you give us a little, I don't know, sneak peek about what these upcoming songs, when we get them one day, don't know when that day will be, but
Heavy metal. there's one song, and if you just go for a little scroll on my Instagram, you'll find it somewhere on there.
Cool. Exciting stuff.
I feel like we have to address the elephant in the room.
Yes.
The multiple elephant. Going from a solo musician to playing with a band, how has that been? We want to know, like, how was it formed? How did it come about, you know?
Well, the band was formed for a band competition to get some free shoes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, love?
Was the, like, initial idea.
What were the shoes?
Oh, just like a voucher. So that was kind of the initial idea, and it started as a, like, haha, should I start a band? And then, I actually really liked the band. It's been really fun to play with other people. It's, like, so much more enjoyable than playing by yourself. Yeah. It's much harder to organise, though.
No,
I can imagine.
Yeah, because we were just going to say, like, what's the dynamic been like? Because obviously you, like, a lot of the times that I've seen you perform before now, it's been, like, you and a guitar against the world, you know? So how's the dynamic been going to, like, I don't know, gigs and playing with a bunch of people on stage? Is it like, no, I have to share the spotlight? Or
No. there's heaps of tension.
Yeah, lots of...
It's just me and Mitch in the group chat and then just, like, waiting for everyone else. Terrified. No, it's good. It's definitely, there's just you bounce off each other's energy a bit more, and it's so good.
Yeah, very cute. I love you guys on stage, all meld together so well. Like, it sounds amazing. It works so perfectly. But also, can you tell us, like, you've got powerhouse members here in your band too. Got Mitch, Al Hotel, Logan, Beatniks, Arnie Suffer, Jesse and Louie, Ivy. How did you collect them all up for this, like, amazing powerhouse kind of band?
How did I collect them up? I was talking to Max Kame, who I worked with at OUSA, and he was like, oh, you should talk to Jesse. I feel like Jesse was the first one, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, I'm just going to find the members one at a time. And I was like, okay, I've got Jesse. Now, next member. Mitch was just trying to do his job. He just came into the office and I was like, Mitch, can you play the bass? And then he can. He's not a bass player. He's not a bass player, but he can. And then I needed a drummer and I was like, I know a drummer. I know the drummer who doesn't drum really that much anymore, but I thought he might want to drum again.
Came out of retirement.
Yeah, he came out of retirement for this. And then I was in the library and I was like, you know, it'd be so cool as if we had a violin and then little cherry on the top, Louis.
Love. Mm. Yeah. Oh, it came about in quite the concoction, quite the cocktail,
yes,
of members.
It did.
Yeah, just in terms of like music dropping in the future, any collaborative work, or are you still going at the solo writing?
We haven't talked about that.
Oh, sorry. Ooh. Didn't mean to intrude like that.
Maybe.
We can backpedal.
It's a possibility. It would be
okay.
Cool.
The chances are low, but never zero, would you say?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And now, one final question, just to round it off. What is your favourite studio snack?
I knew you were going to ask that. Studio snack. Mm-hmm. I'll really just whatever is there. I'll eat anything. Oh, when I used to write a lot at Parachute, they had free toast. And I would eat a lot of toast.
Toast.
So maybe
hard.
Maybe toast.
What's on the toast?
Oh, just whatever's in the kitchen.
Fair enough. That's pretty decent.
Italian apple. Seasoning.
That's
on toast?
Yeah, it's actually quite nice. And butter.
Oh.
Butter,
I'll
Italian
have to try
seasoning.
It out. Interesting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that combo. Mm. Yeah.
Toast and butter.
You get
no,
ruined.
No, an Italian. Italian
I was like, hold up, Charlotte.
Revolution.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a very good snack, in my opinion.
Thank you.
And yeah, thanks so much for coming on the booth.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Gracing us with your presence.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and very excited to see what's to come in the future.
Yeah.
Some music.
Thank
something.
You.
Some,
yeah.
We'll keep an eye and an ear out for
yep.
Becky Caffin and her band.
And the Piss Horns.
Yeah.
Yay. Thank you.
And now, just to throw it back, we've got Becky Caffin, OG song, Stair Kids, coming up next. I hope you enjoy and keep it locked on the one, as always. This is the Friday Drive Show.
I used to meet you at the square grid. Sit and watch all of the stair kids making out. Walking home till it was just red. Was the last time that I didn't think about moving all up, 'cause you want a better weekend. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Say you tried once, but now it's just a feeling.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.